الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dearest Madani Channel viewers, welcome to our sincere good intentions. And inshallah, in this sincere, in this episode, in this current program, we'll be discussing about the importance of having good intentions as well as having sincerity in the matters of deen, in terms of what we practice, in terms of having good sincerity in terms of when we perform all other ibadat that we do, as well as ensuring that when we are performing all the ibadat, it is solely for the pleasure of Allah and to gain reward from Allah, as well as to ensure that we have true sincerity in our hearts when we perform this ibadat. Let us hear the importance of sending Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is narrated in one of the narrations of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that man salla alayya salatan wahida sallallahu ta'ala alayha ashar aw kama qala alayhi salatu salam. Merely just for one Durood Sharif that you send upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with intense love and devotion, Allah Azza wa Jalla will reward you with 10 virtues, subhanAllah. So, let us increase in our sending of Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us make it a daily routine to send Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. As I have mentioned that this discourse is about the good intentions and it is about having sincerity in the ibadah that we perform for the sake of Allah, solely to gain the pleasure of Allah, and the desire is to gain reward from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Hence our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, with regard to the significance and with regard to the importance of how crucial is your intention, how profound intention plays a significant role in terms of Allah accepting our ibadat. Our Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi, that the niyat of a believer is even greater than his own action. What did he say? Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi, the niyat of a believer is even greater than his own action. When you try to go down and understand the message in this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do we gain? We learn that sometimes an action is done and when one looks at the external, or one looks at the manner in which this action is done, externally it looks as if this act is a noble act and full of piety, and you find that sometimes it appears there's so much righteousness because of the outlook of this act that a person is performing. So if the intention is not correct, and if the intention behind this act, irrespective of how noble, how righteous it can be, and externally how it looks in terms of righteousness and piety. But if the intention behind this noble act, this particular act, is not correct, then this type of an ibadat, this type of an act, has got no merit in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. It has no or very little significance in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, because it is not done with the intentions to seek and gain the pleasure of Allah. And sometimes when we analyze the same hadith of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi, the niyat of a believer is even greater than his own action. What is the second madani pearl that we derive from this hadith? This hadith, we derive from it that sometimes an act can be, in terms of its quantity, in terms of its outlook, an act sometimes appears to be a small act. That is by means of our verification. That is by the way in which we look at an act. Yet that act, a person might have performed it, a person would have done that particular act with the true desire in the heart. There is that true fulfillment in the heart that I want to please Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I want to Allah to be pleased by this particular act. So this act, no matter how smaller it can be, sometimes this act externally, it might look like a small act, it might look like a trivial act, but in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, because the purpose is to gain the pleasure of Allah, it has been done with the sole purpose that my Allah will be pleased by this act. And yet externally, when people look at this act, it might appear as a very, very small act. But in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, it has such a high merit, and it is accepted in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. It is mentioned that our pious predecessors, our pious elders, they would often be very, very particular. They would ensure that whatever act they embark on, whatever any act of ibadat which they are performing, they would ensure that it is done meticulously, it is done adequately, and it is done with the intention to please Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So hence you would hear that they would often say, if I had to come to know, if I had to come to learn that a particular act of ibadat of mine, that there is an ibadat in my account, there is an act that I performed as an ibadat to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and this particular act, it has been accepted in the court of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal has accepted this particular act. What will be my mindset? What will be the feeling in my heart? What will be the pleasure that I have come to learn, I have come to realize, and I've been informed that there is one particular act, just a single particular act that I performed. And this particular act, when I was engaged in this ibadah, when I put myself, my mind, my heart, my soul, everything, it was only to gain the pleasure of Allah. Now I have been informed that that particular act has been accepted. What would be my feeling? What would be, you know, the joy of this? You find that in the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in, they would say that they will be so pleased, they will be so happy, they will be so much delighted, there will be no any joy that they will ever have that will give him so much delight and so much happiness than that they have come to realize that Allah has accepted one particular act of their ibadat. So they would say that this particular act, if I have to value my life, not only value my life, if I have to value the entire world, and perhaps not only that, if the entire universe was given to me, that this is your reward, you know what, you have performed this particular act, Allah is pleased with this particular act, now in the reward, Allah would give you, or you would be given a reward of the entire universe. They would say that the entire universe, the entire world, and everything that it contains in respect to a particular act, it can be as small or minute as a mustard seed. This will be more valuable to them than the entire universe, than the entire world and what it contains, than this particular deed that can be as minute as a mustard seed. Because why Allah has accepted this ibadah. This is the mindset. That is the way our pious predecessors, our pious elders would often view how important it was to ensure that whatever particular ibadah they perform, it is done with the sole pleasure to gain the pleasure of Allah, for the ridha of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, so that Allah Azza wa Jal is happy with them, that Allah Azza wa Jal accept from them. So, they would be so happy. Why? It comes out in the Quran that man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha, that person would come with one good deed, one neki, one deed, which is good, which is noble, which is righteous, which has been done purely to gain the ridha of Allah, which has been done indeed to seek the pleasure of Allah. Man jaa bil hasana falahu ashru amthaliha. What is the reward that Allah Azza wa Jal will give to this person? How much is Allah Azza wa Jal willing to give for that particular act? It is recorded that Allah Azza wa Jal, for one particular act of goodness, of righteousness, one that has been done solely to please Allah, to gain the pleasure of Allah, Allah would reward that particular act 10 times fold. 10 times fold, 10 reward for one particular act that is done for the sole purpose to gain the ridha of Allah, to gain the pleasure of Allah. So, undoubtedly, the Blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us that always we should have the right intention when we performing an act. A good intention will lead a person to Jannah. Whoever intends to do good and fail to do it, what is the reward? Still Allah Azza wa Jal, a person, he has intention, he has made up his mind, he applies his mind, and he's got, he has this desire in his heart. His mind has been applied to everything, that look, I intend to perform this particular act, and if I have strength, I have good health, I enjoy good health, and my well-being is good, then I want to perform a particular act, but then as a result, perhaps something comes up in the way, perhaps some hindrance, perhaps something that just prevents him to perform this good act, and he had a true desire to perform this good act. So Allah Azza wa Jalla still recorded as a good deed on in his account. So how profound, how important it is for us to ensure that we perform our deeds, we perform acts of ibadah, because we want to please Allah. Nothing else. Not our desire is perhaps, you know, I want some people to notice that I'm engaged in an ibadah so that people can take me perhaps or regard me as a pious person. Or I'm involved in certain charity because I want people to notice me and I want people to recognize me as a very charitable person. Or I'm engaged in assisting others, in helping out others so that people regard me as a very, very kind person. Or I'm engaged in the act of teaching, of ensuring that I impart knowledge so that people would regard me as a very knowledgeable person, as a very, very intelligent person. So all this particular mindset, we should brush it off our minds. We should erase it from our mind. Our approach to perform good acts should be only to please Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. There is a story, Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant him long life and good health. He mentioned in one of his books, Secret of Earning More Reward, Thawab. He says there is a wali of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he said to the people around him during the last moments of his life, make the intention to perform Hajj with me. Likewise, he, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, made intentions of various good deeds. Now, imagine, a person is on his deathbed. A person is lying helplessly. A person in his last moments, perhaps, he's got only the last reserves of his health, of his strength, etc. And he makes good intention that he wants to perform Hajj. So the person who was present asked, oh, Huzur, your highness intentions in this condition, in this particular state of health, in this particular state of weakness, he, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, replied, if I were to stay alive, will act upon this intention. He wasn't just making words of intention merely for the sake of, you know, he want to make a statement, or merely because he just want to bring out something. He was sincerely making intention in his heart and his mind too, that he had sincere intention. If Allah had given him such so much strength, Allah had given him such good health, and he was in a state of good health and strength, then, and he's got ability, he would have done this particular act. So he said that if we are to stay alive, we'll act upon this intention, and if we meet our death, our end, then at least we'll gain the reward for our intention. So we can learn from this. This is how our pious predecessors, how their mind were focused on ensuring that they had sincere intention. If we have good intention, then the act of ibadah is accepted in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. We make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal through the wasila of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us that we practice upon this hadith, this noble hadith that we have learned today, and that we ourselves try as much as possible to ensure that our intentions are correct, and that we make good intentions, and we intend to please Allah Azza wa Jal and gain reward from it, Allah Azza wa Jal. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Allah, I ask you to